الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on December 17, 2008 by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir. No one should be indifferent to the issue of governments. The important role of governments in guiding or misleading nations is a historical reality. The fact that the Islamic Republic places so much emphasis on the appropriate management of the country in the constitution and elsewhere is all due to the strong emphasis that Islam has placed on this issue. This is a point that must not be ignored. The fact that the Holy Prophet of Islam introduced Ali ibn Abi Talib as his successor in Ghadir al-Khum is another point that is closely related to the first point. What were the defining characteristics of Imam Ali's life, both before and after this event? These characteristics can provide us with a yardstick. Moving on the path of righteousness and attending great importance to Allah's satisfaction were the primary features of Imam Ali's life, no matter how much hardship and selflessness were required to continue this life. That was the most important feature of Imam Ali's life.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
From his childhood to the moment he was martyred, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, remained rock solid for the sake of Allah. He made wholehearted efforts and was never frustrated with his efforts for Allah. He tried to promote Islam when it was time to do so. He fought for Islam when it was time to fight. He was patient when patience was required. He assumed the leadership of his society when it was necessary for people to do so. During his life, he showed selflessness whenever required. The Holy Prophet of Islam appointed such a man as the ruler of the Islamic community. That is a lesson for the Islamic Ummah. That is not just a memory of old times. This lesson can provide us with the yardstick for ruling the Islamic Ummah, that is, monotheism, making efforts for Allah's sake, laying down one's life, solidity in the face of hardships, and turning one's back on material possessions. The commander of the faithful was the embodiment of these characteristics. He is the yardstick. That is the great lesson that Ghadir holds for us.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.